part of this conversation, we were talking about Ashley Graham, that amazing model that you might recall in the first show that we talked about with body image. And the fact that, you know, what she's accomplished in the model industry, being what they call plus size, which I say that as a bit of a caveat, because we talked about in the first part that sort of that's kind of what they label you, but that just probably means that you're more, you fit into more of what's considered like what people really look like and not some skinny bitch. I mean, there is a difference between the two, right, ladies? And not that we have anything against skinny people or that, because Jenna will hit me with this, I'm telling you right now. So
yeah, I was like, well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
I know. Jenna's going to say, good. Malcolm, that's not the way we address body image on Life Liberty. Knock it off. Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Our co-host today on the show, Jenna Smith, is here. Jenna, as you know, is a psychotherapist, a coach, human being expert. She's the creator of You Are the Manual self-development program. She gets what this confidence thing is all about, which we talked about quite a bit in part one of this conversation. Also joining us on the show today, Linda Martinelli is here. Linda is an entrepreneur, an owner, president, performer, graphic print source. Linda will also add a lot of conversation to this today, and Taz Thornton will as well. She's a best-selling author, UK's number one inspirational breakthrough speaker. Ladies, yesterday on the show in part one, we really focused a little bit on Ashley Graham, but we brought it up to a bigger picture of self-confidence. And I want to just touch on something there, Jenna, that we talked about in the first part. In one of these interesting interviews that she did with Media Planet, Ashley Graham I'm speaking about, okay?
Yeah.
So she was asked the question, what is your piece of advice to help people become more confident with the bodies they are born with? Now, her answer is like nothing short of like fantastic. And her answer is this. One of my favorite sayings is love the skin you are in. Confidence can be achieved if you work toward it regularly. I love practicing affirmations every morning. I look in the mirror and celebrate my body out loud, which we love that. It's an exercise that really works and helps me embrace and love everything about my body. I also encourage both women and men to create body positive environments where they can express their own views of beauty and truly feel comfortable inside and out. Now listen, you know, this message is really for men and women, and it's being comfortable with who we are, being comfortable in your skin, being confident, knowing that you can do whatever it is you want to do. I think the biggest thing is to live the life of your choosing, not the life of somebody else's choosing. But here's something really interesting, Jenna, that we, as we talked about Ashley Graham, and again, folks, if you haven't heard that, you go back and listen to that other part there, but there's another very interesting piece to this puzzle we're going to talk about today as we ramp it up just a bit more here. And I want to introduce you to this other lady. Her name is Taryn Brumfitt. She's an Australian mom of three, and she's the founder of the Body Image Movement. Now, what's interesting about this lady, which is going to just knock your socks off in a moment here when I tell you. So she, you know how you see those before and after pictures out there? And, you know, they always put, like, the before, some really attractive, skinny, you know, quasi, you know, she looks, like, phenomenal, you know? And then somebody who, like, or, like, a facelift or somebody had some work done or something, you know? And, of course, they always say, are those pictures really true? But, anyways, you've seen the before and the after pictures. You know what I'm talking about here. Well, Taryn, what she does, this Australian mom, so she was kind of in a bodybuilding, I guess, for women and so on and so forth, you know? And that's a whole other story unto itself, bodybuilding for women. It's a fascinating topic, actually. So she has a before picture where she looks very trim, very attractive, very thin and cut in the bikini, the whole bit. Not, I mean, for a bodybuilder woman, she looks good. Some of the women go too far, ladies, and they look like weird, like when they get all those crazy muscles and stuff. It just doesn't fit a woman's body, in my opinion, but some people like that, you know. So it makes the world go around, actually. So she sends that out as the before picture, like the really, and then she's got an after picture with a side profile where she is more her, I guess, I don't know what you want to call this, but like where she didn't keep the fit body, Jenna. She looks, I guess, what's the right word there, Jenna? More normal,
softer.
more what?
She looks softer, like
softer.
And when you're training for a fitness show, you're like training and training and training, and you're eating a certain way, so your skin gets really tight around your muscles, and
right.
That's a look you could maintain. The thing is, this isn't like being super fit and lean is bad, right? It's like it's the prison that we create for ourselves. So her whole thing was like, I won't be good until, and then so she finally does the fitness show, and it's not necessarily body. Building that's, but these fitness shows have a lot of categories. So she finally does the fitness show and realizes, oh, I don't need to be this to get this. And okay, who do I want to be? And that's really what we're talking about. It isn't about,
exactly.
It really isn't about the weight and the trimness and the tone and the body fat. It really is like the right to choose.
Well, it isn't for the individual that we're trying to talk to here, but what we're arguing about here, probably, Jen, I think you would agree, is that society has a certain, again, it's stereotypes. Societal has
yes.
a certain way you're supposed to look and feel. And again, we all get, you know, we all look at all these shows, and like we said yesterday, Jen, you know, it's like, okay, models look one way, entertainers look another way, sports players look another way, and if you don't look that way, well, you just don't fit the mold.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's kind of the stereotype of the way society works. This lady goes against the grain, and what I want you to understand what she did, which is really fascinating. She throws out a picture with the direct opposite of what somebody would. So the before is where she looked like okay, like really like some attractive model on the walk, could do the model walk there, Jenna, you know,
and the then catwalk.
I mean the catwalk, whatever the hell you call it, right? I mean, I don't know. It's your ladies, it's your game. I'm just playing in it today.
Totally,
remember that.
Totally.
Remember that. This is totally out of Malcolm's comfort zone, by the way.
I actually like it. It's really fun.
Which is what I said to Jenna prior to doing this 2-part show. I said to Jenna, "Are you sure you want me in on this talk, young lady?" So, oh yeah, yeah, okay. All right, but because I knew this was over my head, but that's beside the point. So the after shot is where she again is she sent this out. It got over 3.5 million clicks on Facebook overnight. I don't know what it is now, God only knows. But it was amazing, and people were really interested in her story. So this is a really unique story. Linda, let's have you pick it up there. You hear Jenna and you hear that you've read through the story of Taryn Brumfitt. This is most unusual. Listen, I gotta tell you right up front. We could all probably collectively think about this story with Taryn Brumfitt. This kind of throws kind of a curveball into this whole conversation, as far as I'm concerned, that Jenna brought to the surface here. Here's a lady that went against the odds, went against the grain, and said, you know what, screw you. This is what I'm going to... And she just threw the whole thing down the can here. I just think it's hysterical.
I think it's beautiful, and I think her after picture is beautiful. I think her countenance, her face, her... just her being is more beautiful in that second picture to me. And I did watch the video that's on her website.
Yeah.
And I loved it because here's the truth, Malcolm, the average size of women is a size 16 now.
Right, right.
It's not a size 2.
Right.
So let's get real in the world.
Let's get real.
And let's get real. And instead of idolizing the size twos everywhere and people that barely eat. And when you talk to people in the movie industry who barely eat, first of all, their food is made for them, so they don't have to worry about carrying their lunch to work and so forth. But they often say that they get really tired of living that lifestyle. And I looked up statistics on this, which I thought were really interesting, that 91% of all women who are unhappy with their bodies, they resort to dieting. 80% feel like the images in the media make them feel bad. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole bunch of statistics around this, around teenagers and how they feel about their body and so forth. I think this is a great subject to talk about because we do need to love who we are. And, you know, you can, for your own self, be better and do better if you choose to. But that doesn't mean that you have to beat yourself up and make yourself be less than you are as a person, or feel like you're less than you are because you don't have the body image of somebody on the movie screen.
I mean, that fits really well, Jenna, into the narrative we were talking about yesterday.
Exactly.
In part one of this conversation, right? I mean, on that show, it was a very interesting conversation. We had Missy Crutchfield on and Jennifer Breeden on with us, Jenna, in part one of this conversation, right?
Yeah.
And it is interesting listening to Linda. She's spot on because, it really isn't about what they think you should look like or act like or be. It's really what you want to be. Now, this, of course, is a story and a narrative that our dear colleague and co-conspirator here, Taz Thornton, can certainly talk about till the cows come home. Because when it comes to being your genuine self and who you are and so on and so forth, well, first of all, Taz's favorite word is awesome. Okay? So she's got like awesome is how she wakes up in the morning. Right, Taz?
Oh, yeah. I leap out of bed shouting it. Absolutely.
I'm awesome today. I feel awesome. I look awesome. I am awesome. I mean, that's confident, Taz. That's confident. Go ahead. So what do you think about this, yeah, Taryn lady, this Miss Brumfit?
I think she's wonderful, and I came across her quite some time back. But this topic is one that I'm really, really passionate about. I shot a whole episode kind of YouTube thing for it on my channel a while back, because it's been one of my foibles for such a long time. I mean, if I go back to when I was still in that abusive relationship I sometimes talk about, I used fitness as a way to gain my confidence and get out. I was a total gym bunny back there. I mean, I had the six pack. In that narrow, narrow view, I looked bloody awesome. But as soon as I got content, I moved away. It gradually stopped, and now, yeah, I carry a few more pounds than society generally deems acceptable. But here's the thing, as awesome as I am, and I know I'm bloody awesome, I think everybody's awesome, I still get some real self-doubt, self-confidence issues. And it's largely because I'm one of those people, some might say this is lucky, I find it's a bit of a curse in that I've got a naturally quite an hourglass shape. Now, some people say that's great. I say, you try finding a shirt that will fit around your boobs and also fit around your waist. But because of that, I still have very real memories of standing in front of the mirror in my mum's house doing my hair, and one of my aunts standing behind me and saying to my mother, doesn't her backside look big? She's always got such a big backside. And my mum saying, well, it's because her waist's small. And now, even now, no matter how small I get, when I was a size 6, I still have, and of course the sizes are different in the UK, guys, I've still always had this double chin, and I get really, if I allow myself to, I get really hung up about it. And I can look at that, and suddenly what's a bit of fat under my chin, when I look at it, suddenly balloons to like having a hot air balloon or a blimp hanging off my face. And it's all to do with society's conditioning and our lack of self-belief. Does she look good in the before and the after pictures? Yeah. Which one looks better? I don't know. It's nothing to do with me, because beauty comes from the inside out. I was in a debate only yesterday on a group in Facebook where somebody had asked if they felt that being overweight held somebody back in a career as a speaker. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if it comes down to fitness, sure, but doesn't it depend what they're speaking about? I could talk about this, you're right, Malcolm, until the cows come home. I've heard people looking at other people who are overweight and saying they find it offensive that people leave the house like that. I think we all need to just shut the hell up. We need to open our eyes, and we need to start seeing that people are far more than their shape. And whether somebody is beautiful, it's got nothing to do with what size they are, and everything to do with what's in their heart.
Well, you know, Taz, if let's pick up on that. If back to a speaker, somebody that's speaking on stage, okay? So let's say this lady is a speaker, Taryn Brumfit, for instance, as you say. Yep. All right, well, listen, you know what it's going to come down to? If you think about this really and honestly, ladies, to yourself, and you see both of these ladies and how different they look in the picture here, okay? One is speaking and the other is speaking, you know, obviously they're not both going to speak at the same time because they're different time periods, but let's say, you know, at one point of time you've seen one speak, another point of time you've seen another one speak. Here's what it is, Taz. I think it comes down the connectivity with that speaker in the audience, no matter what she's talking about, I think has really nothing to do probably with her weight or his weight and the physical appearance of it, as long as they're well kept and, you know, everything's in, I mean, you've got a proper shirt tucked in or whatever the hell you got to do to look presentable, of course. But I'll tell you what it is. What it really is, and I think what people need to get over and accept, it's this person, and it's not so much, here's the secret to this. You're going to love this, ladies. It's not what other people think of this lady that's going to be, like, is she going to be successful or is he going to be successful or not? That's not even it, even though people think it is and she thinks it is. It's really, does she like herself? Is she comfortable with herself? Because that's what's going to come across. And I'm telling you now, ladies, if you had a speaker up there, Taz, and she was, you know, 280 pounds or whatever, and she had like just loved life, and she had like the best attitude, and she was like really good stuff, I'm going to tell you right now, people would ham up to that lady and they would love her just as much as some model that's talking there. I don't think it really makes a difference.
You know, there's a really, I don't know if you guys get Roald Dahl out there. He was a children's author over here. He died a few years back. But there's a book he wrote. It's a really well-known children's book over here called The Twits. And there's a piece in that, there's a paragraph where he talks about you could have the most beautiful, perfect supermodel, but if her personality was mean, she would look ugly.
100%.
By the same token, you could have somebody who's massively overweight squinty eyes and bad hair and buck teeth. And if they have a good heart, that will shine out of them like sunbeams.
Taz, it just depends upon what they're exuding. What are they what is that exuding factor? If you exude like great chemistry and like authenticity and you're a confident individual, I tell you what, the rest of it, I don't think it's going to matter, people. I think people are smart enough to look beyond all that crap and say, okay, you know, that's what I really believe, you know.
They may be smart enough to look beyond that. But, you know, the weight loss industry, we are bombarded with images of what we should be. And it's not just weight loss. It could be fixing a nose or it could be plastic surgery. It could be anything. But let's talk weight loss just for a second. The revenue of the weight loss industry in 2017 was over $55 billion.
Sure.
Okay, that tells you that a lot of people are unhappy with their body image.
Yeah.
And to get that $55 billion, they have bombarded us with commercials and so forth about how we should look. And I mean, I just couldn't agree more with you that the beauty comes from inside out. Of course, you don't want to look slovenly when you go out, that type of thing. You want to be, you know, clean and neat and so forth. But everybody, God made everybody differently. And everybody doesn't have the privilege, or if you want to call it that, of having a metabolism that allows them to be thin without going to extraordinary efforts in their life. So let's just love who we are. And each
Linda,
of us do the best that we can.
The reason for that, I mentioned yesterday, and Jenna will recall this, and I'm sure you both will agree, that the other important factor here is that our genes, the hereditary nature of this plate, like when Taz says, well, the double chin kind of thing, well, just some people, I mean, or, you know, I don't like the way my toes look or my thighs suck or whatever. I mean, you name it. Some of this shit comes back from great-grandma, you know?
And why are we focusing on the bits that we don't like? Because, you know, at the risk of sounding crude, I might not like my chins, but I love my tits, you know?
Right.
We've all got things that we don't love.
Right.
And it's just not about obsessing about it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, what's really funny is, like, even Malcolm, you're like, oh, you know, women that are too muscly aren't whatever. Right. The thing is, there's something for everybody.
That's right.
Genuinely.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, like again, I always talk about nature. Like, nature's my biggest teacher. It's like, you look at all, again, the body diversity, and there's someone who genuinely is attracted to various different types of looks. Like, there's something for everybody.
Right.
So, like, as much as everyone's trying to look like this, literally the word mold, model, like a specific thing, and then yet that there's all these other people that are actually attracted to the diversity. So it's like, it's about getting out of the trap, right? So, like, you know, people accepting even who they're attracted to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how, instead of it being a fetish, a fetish, like, it's like, why don't we just embrace that people can just like each
embrace. And think about this, ladies. One of the words that jumps off the page here, Jenna, to me, and is the word transformation. When I say that, Taz, Linda, transformation, I'm speaking of this story of Taryn Brumfitt, it jumps off the page to me, because really the secret here is that she put out a picture as to where she was being transformed, but she went back to more of the way she would really look without, what you say, all of the various foods or whatever it is that make your skin cling to your bones and where you're truly fit and all of this, which is probably not the way we're designed as people, more or less. Yeah, it's probably not really the more normal look, but so she put it out with a different type of transformation. It wasn't the transformation that you thought she'd be bragging about. It's a transformation of her getting back to being her regular self. Now she's happy. Yeah. She's smiling in both pictures, by the way. It's not like she's miserable in one and I mean, this looks like a real genuine story. I don't think there's a setup here. I mean, this is clearly this lady and what she looks like. Yeah. As opposed to some before and afters. But I want to say to you this, as we take a moment to pause here, is this transformation. I want you all to think about that word, transformation. And really, isn't the crux of this whole thing, Jenna, when you said, you know, we're going to do a two-part show, the ladies are really enthused about this, let's do it, so on and so forth, isn't really the whole crux of this thing that we really want to transform ourselves to back to who we really truly are? So yeah, it's a transformation, all right, but it's a transformation to who we really are. It's a transformation to be our true, authentic selves. That's the transformation we should all be having, instead of living a phony, artificial life just by someone else's standards. It doesn't make any sense. We'll pick that up again just on the other side of the pause, friends.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
We are back, friends. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2. We're talking about, well, transformation today. We're talking about being confident, authentic, your body image, but also your mind image. Really, it is your image, your mind image, how you feel, how you relate to these things. Very interesting stories in this two-part series that we talked about here with, you know, again, Ashley Graham, the model that broke the odds. Now, she broke the odds, the stereotype, as we call it, yeah? And you look that story up, Ashley Graham, you'll see what I'm saying. Now, she's having the time of her life. She's successful as anything, making money hand over fist and laughing all the way to the bank. Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. And then we talked today about Taryn Brumfitt, very interesting Australian mom who she decided to really throw everybody a curveball. She threw out her picture of transformation, but it went from a sexy little model or whatever you want to, you know, I guess a bodybuilder model in a bikini, I guess you call that, yeah. And then you have the other picture where it's like she's more, well, like she looks and she's happy in both pictures, but her transformation was back to being happy and normal with herself and probably not, you know, whatever it takes to get that other look here. Some of it's just not natural, ladies. I mean, that's the bottom line. Anyways, we're back here, Life, Liberty, and Jenna Smith, this is her brainchild, by the way, this two-part series. She said, you know, let's take on the body image, Malcolm, and let's do this. And everybody had interest in it, so it was easy to have the ladies yesterday that were on the show were very, very interesting. As you recall, in part one of this conversation, we had Jennifer Breeden on with Missy Crutchfield and Jenna, of course. And today we have Linda Martinelli, Taz Thornton on with Jenna. And we're talking about these very unique stories. But the word I mentioned just before we paused here, ladies, was transformation. I think you would all agree, potentially, there are millions upon millions of people that waste a good part of their life, ladies, trying to transform into something they're not. They transform into things that they see on the movie screen, or they see on the television, or they see in their image. And they try a transformation of being somebody else. And really, the whole story here is really, yeah, a transformation, okay? A transformation to your true, authentic self will do you very well, whatever that may be. I think it's about that, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
It's, I mean, it's about, I actually have a program I'm creating called F the Fat, and it's about, you know, the things the that fat. People keep themselves back from because of the, and it could be from 5 pounds to 50 pounds to 100 pounds. The thing is, being in the fitness industry for several years, seven to eight years, doing fitness modeling stuff, being involved in that, and seeing behind the curtain of who's fit, who's not, assessing everybody, and just really, again, looking behind the curtain of these industries, being friends with models, professional athletes, and then just being like, wow, behind the curtain is very different than what you see on the TV. And now with social media, we see more of that now. But the F the Fat's like, what do you want to do here? Like, just, it's just, it's an excuse. It's an excuse that society is all bought into, like, oh, don't get the bikini until you've dot, dot, dot. And it's like either the 5 pounds or the 50 pounds or the 100 pounds. It's just this really strong reason that people don't live. And it just boils my blood about it, because I've done it too. Like, oh, okay, that beach vacation. Well, got to do this and got to do that. And, and it runs the dialogue in people's heads, the weight loss industry, the this, the that. And it's like, what would we do with all of that energy? Mm-hmm. What would be possible if we honed all of that energy for ourselves, being present in our own life? And what would we do? Right. Like, it's just, it's crazy to think the amount of energy that would be released if the billion-dollar industry of weight loss just obliterated, and it was like wasn't there. And then what would people do if they were fine the way they were and they could just be healthy?
Well, healthy is the key, and lifestyle is the bigger
healthy.
Key.
Yeah, healthy. Yeah, it's healthy. Not about. It's
but
not
that's
about...
where we confuse it, isn't it? Yeah. That's where we confuse it. Sure. We see someone who is quote unquote fat, and we assume that they don't care about their lives. They're out of control, and they're really unfit. And then there's another underlying line that goes, they're dirty as well. And, you know, as I said in this chat room yesterday, but what if somebody was underweight? Would that be okay? And, you know, there's another interesting thing to throw in that might be for later on, but when we come back to this ideal media idea of what looks good, why do all our actresses, our models have to look a certain way? And yet how come it's okay for our comedians to be fat? Why is that okay?
Oh, that's an interesting take.
Well, that's
true, too.
It is true. Ashley Graham, though, defied the odds to what you just said, Tez, because
she's amazing.
She is amazing. She's got a hell of a career. She's being embraced, which is what I said to you moments ago here earlier. If you've got a speaker on stage and that speaker is just illuminating confidence and brilliance and they, you know, I mean, that's the attraction, Taz. That's far more attractive than what the rest of it is. I mean, come on. I know some people that are larger that are some of the best personalities I would hang out with any minute. Now, as a man speaking, though, if I'm going to be honest with you ladies, and as I always am, as you know, and let me say this to you. I know this is not going to probably come out right, Jenna, so you'll have to hit me now in advance.
I see where you're going.
Well, but let's be honest. But Jenna, let's be honest here a moment.
Quit while you're ahead, Malcolm. I don't know.
Well, no, this is an honest dialogue here. So let me just say this, and then Jenna, you speak back to me on this point here.
Yep.
And that is that it's from a male perspective. Now, again, there are a lot of men who don't take care of themselves, Jenna, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. I mean, women are not exclusive to this problem. I mean, men, especially when they get to the midpoint of life, they don't give a rat's ass, especially if they got their woman already locked up in chains back at the house and they can, you know, just live life on the couch and they get the beer belly. And I mean, it's not the most sexy look, men in their 50s and 60s. And you know what I mean? I mean, let's face it. Let's call it, and even 40s, you know, some of them are just totally out of shape. So let's call it what it is. Now, I get that. But it really is self-preservation. It's who you are and your lifestyle and healthy and feeling good and being good. But here's the thing. Jenna, I mean, you know, again, everything always comes back down. Okay, so you say, well, what's the elephant in the room? We never really addressed the elephant in the room yesterday, Jenna. We talked about it briefly, but we went right over it, which was sex. Now, if you look at if you look at these two pictures.
We didn't talk about it, is what I was saying.
Well, minor. We didn't really go there. I mean, come on. I mean,
you know he likes to go there.
Oh, baby. I mean, we're going to have a show on sex. Let's talk about sex. Why, come on. But if you take a look at this picture of Taryn Brumfitt for a minute. Now, let me be honest with you, Bob. And you said to me, okay, now you could date one of these women or take her for a drink or whatever. You know, I'm going with the gal on the left. I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm a fit guy. I like the lady on the left. Now, if I'm just going to shoot the shit and we're going to talk about world peace or, something else, I'll have a drink with the gal on the right as well. I like them both. But if I'm going to bed with her, I'm going to bed with the one on the left. Sorry. Now, well, Jenna, you say what?
Why do you have to say sorry? Like, why?
Well, because you're all going to hit me in the head. So I'm qualifying up front that I'm telling this is my truth.
Why can't you have a preference? Of course you can have a preference. If you have a specific lifestyle, if you're compatible with a certain type of person.
Exactly.
The real thing we're looking at is, like, the thing is, people are attracted to many different types of people. Otherwise, everyone would be single. Like, it's not always settling. Like, there's genuinely people attracted. Now, when people lose themselves, we've talked about this several times, they don't eat well. They check out. They don't move their body because they hate their body. And so what we're really, we're really empowering a conversation so people can go, whoa, what do I want? What types of activity would I want to do? Because, you know, you walk your dog. You walk your dog because your dog needs to walk. You need to walk yourself. Like, we are in bodies. I was in the fitness industry. Like, there's a genuine look that does look healthy. Your skin looks better when you move more. When you eat foods from the earth, you, like, these are real things.
No, you're right, Jenna. You're right.
This doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Like, there's a legitimacy to
Jenna. Can I say this to you? We are getting caught. This is important, love. And you can all speak about what I say next. We are getting caught in a really stressful life here is what's happening, Jenna.
Yeah.
We're getting caught.
Oh, like,
totally, honey.
Oh, I need to eat organic. And it's so extreme. It's like, no, what would you eat that is natural, that
you could,
what recipe would you like that does feel good? Like, it doesn't have to be deprivation and eating salads and chicken breast. Like, it's so extreme. People don't just dehypnotize themselves long enough to explore what works for them.
And you know,
Jenna, there's a really interesting point on that. I don't know if it's the same way you guys are, but certainly over here, for people who are really on a budget, it's all the really crappy foods that are cheaper.
Right.
And wanting to eat fresh, wanting to eat organic, that costs a lot more over here. And I think that's one of the most terrible things about our society.
That's a
good
point.
We keep talking about
it. Really is terrible.
It's a
scam.
Absolutely,
it's terrible.
It's a scam.
We talk about fitness.
Scam.
We talk about how we need to be healthier. And then the cheapest things to eat are going to be these prepackaged ready meals.
You're so right.
And people are already low on energy. It's a vicious cycle. That's where we need to look at something. Surely it's not just about, I want to eat healthier. For some people, it's going to be a simple fact of, I can't afford to eat healthier.
Well, Taz, this is a perfect opportunity for one of you ladies or somebody listening to start an affordable line of products that are health-oriented, that are affordable, because you're so right when you say that, and it really rubs me. Anytime you put the word fresh, natural, organic, or anything in front of it, the price skyrockets. It's twice as much. It doesn't matter that it really costs that much, but it's a scam a minute here is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
And it's all carbs as well, isn't it? It's all really
cheap
carbs.
Totally. If they put that shit in the box, and then I told you before, you heard me on the previous show, Taz, say that they put that stuff in a box, and then they put 25-syllable words on it. You know you can't eat that shit. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even pronounce the stuff. How the hell are you going to put it in your body and digest it and say, yeah, what did you just have? Yeah, I had a couple of crackers. You didn't have crackers. You had a cockalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagal these garbage and percent. And you know something, ladies? This is where all the cancer is coming from. This is where the body parts are falling off you. This is from all this garbage these industries are sticking in the
food.
And
this is where a lot of the overweight's coming from, is from hormonal imbalance of the chemicals. So, like, really what we're looking at is okay, if this is where we're at with society, okay, I would love to see more home gardening things, like, available through, I don't know, you know, like, in Canada, we have lots of farming, and so, but you can have something in your house and make that normal, like, you, like, this was supposed to be free, this comes from the frickin' earth, like, you can go pick an apple, like, it's supposed to be available. So, yeah, there is a whole other story about all of those industries and getting a dollar, but the reason our bodies are overweight is because of the disconnect, is because of the just consuming, oh, I'm just going to eat what's in this box. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. And so these conversations are empowering people to just go, whoa, okay, yeah, I don't have enough money for that, but what else could I do? Or what else is in my community? Yeah. Or what do we need to rally together and create? Again, if you weren't so worried about your freaking weight, what would you rally together to create the solution?
Absolutely. For? And it's true, you know, I can, if I tracked it, I could find a direct correlation between putting on a few pounds and my mood. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a big sweet treat, but for me, it's, I crave stodge if I'm having, you get that word stodge? If I'm having
I don't know what the word stodge is.
Stodge, kind of carb, chunky.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of.
I think we call it comfort food.
Heavy,
in the Western world.
Heavy, savory comfort food. And, you know, a lot of people talk about sugar addiction. It's never been that for me. And maybe that's something else that we need to address and make people more aware of, because people always assume that somebody's overweight because they love cake. A lot of the time they don't. It's just crap food.
Well, it does take a few days to get off of that if you want to, you know, if you're eating a lot of sugary things or carbs and so forth, and then you decide that you want to diet, then it does take a few days to get your whole body metabolism in a different place and stop craving those things. But you do stop craving them. I want to point out that, you know, there lately I've noticed on television a lot more actresses. Men have always had both heavy and thin men on shows, but women not so much. It's always been very thin women. And now you have Chrissy Metz and you have some different actresses that are out there that are heavier, that are in shows, and they're still good at what they do. I mean, Oprah is another one. She's not been thin. She's goes off and on, just like a lot of us do, up and down in the weight. But still, everybody loves her because she has her own confidence and her own persona that is not affected by that. So, you know, I want to bring up a little story. I was in Maya Rivera 2 weeks ago, and I was checking out of my hotel, and there was a woman there with her son, and her son was about 11 years old, maybe. And it was very early in the morning, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and she wanted to go to the gym. And they don't allow children in the gym under 18 years old. They have a very strict rule. I don't know if it's in Mexico or just at that resort, but she could not get into the gym with her son. And she was screaming at the people at the front desk. I mean, just such verbal abuse going on and on about how her son needed to get his workout in, that he had to have his workout. Oh, by the way, there was miles of walking trails there that he could have done for free, but she wanted him to go to the gym. And what she said that was really shocking to me, and I felt so bad for this boy, is she said, "You must just have a lot of fat kids in Mexico if they can't go to the gym. And I thought, what a terrible, terrible thing to say. She's putting so much pressure on that young man at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a workout at 11 years old so that he doesn't become fat. And that is a boy that's destined for trouble. And that is the type of thing that really worries me. I mean, I just felt like going up and smacking her upside the head. It was just a terrible thing to do to the hotel and to her son.
We're out of balance again, aren't we? So we're just out of sync.
And the funny thing is her inner dialogue is like, oh, I know, I see society. I see what people say. I see how people are perceived. So let's set this kid up for success. And in her, again, hypnosis, it's like completely devoid of seeing the actual person in front of her and going, hey, do you want to go run around? Do you want to go play? What activities do you want to do? It's like, no, we got to do this. And it's so extreme. It's so punishment based.
Yeah,
it is. And you have boys getting on things like supplements or steroids and that is so damaging to them. I mean, they have such consequences in their hormones at a young age when they start taking steroids. So, and 90% of young girls, 15 to 17, want to change something in their appearance. So, you know, I mean, we need to change this dialogue about what is a good body image. And it needs to start in the media and in Hollywood, because that's where everybody seems to take their body image from, and the magazines. Yeah. And I think it is starting a little bit. I do appreciate that it's starting a little bit, because you have plus size models coming out there and you have actresses that have a different body type than what we're used to seeing. And that's a good thing.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So you really think Hollywood will make some changes to this point? I don't see that, Linda.
Oh, I don't know that. I think they have made a few small changes. I mean, it's almost like throwing out some crumbs, you know, but.
Well, I've also noticed it's not okay to be a little bit overweight in Hollywood. You're either the big girl or you're super, super fit. Like
you're right. There's no in between.
There's no real in between. Like that's why when Ashley Graham came out, it was like the reason she was a big thing, because it's like, oh, if you know, and the amount of people that are like, if you just lost the weight, right? Like the little bits of weight that you have that would then make you that same body type as everyone else if you just lost the weight. But yet if she gained another 20, 30 pounds. You know, like actually, I think when she first started, she had to gain weight to be considered to be the plus size, and then was able to sort of find the size she wants to be once she found her groove. But like, it's these extremes again, like, oh, it's not okay to be a bit overweight, because that just means you're lazy, obviously, right? Like, just why don't you just
of
do
course.
It?
Yeah.
But when there's when people are making $55 billion on weight loss in a year in this country, then there's no motivation for anybody to change anything, because again, it goes back to that it's about somebody's making a buck on you being overweight. So and one of the things that Taryn said in her video, which I love the video, was that when she went to the doctor because she wanted plastic surgery and she wanted to get rid of some fat from having children, and she wanted her, or the doctor thought she needed a breast lift and so forth. You know, what she says in her video is, you know, I've had 3 kids with this body and I've breastfed over 4,000 times those 3 kids. So, you know, I mean, I'm in the body that kind of that I've earned from those experiences. Yeah. And I love that, because I've had 3 kids as well. I understand what she's talking about. You don't bounce back from that right away. And let's appreciate that. I don't know. I just think that there's nothing more beautiful than being a mom and having those experiences with your children. And I don't think that you need to go back to being a size 2 in 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. You know, Malcolm, I was thinking about this with your comment about sexual attraction and the process, the mom energy, right? So like, oh, this person's a mom, so like, we're not as sexually attracted to them anymore. And yeah, right, it's the stuff no one wants to talk about. But the thing is, if people are really tuned in and they just get rid of all of that kind of stuff, they will find sexual attraction. Sexual energy, it doesn't come through Hollywood. It's again, it's a natural primal force, like attraction to another human being.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. The fact is, there's an ass for every seat and a seat for every ass. And I was taught that back in the advertising industry. So I know this line we're talking about right now because it's brilliant. Linda, it's absolutely brilliant. When you can come up with a campaign or an advertising campaign or commercials and sell what that company is selling. Pharmaceuticals is a perfect example. Is that stuff good for you? Hell no. But are they making money hand over fist? You bet. And if they put a great message out there and the sheep come flocking and buy all that stuff, that's called a success. Now, you can sit there all day and point fix it. Well, that company is not really proper. They're not. Well, why aren't they proper? They're just playing your market of capitalism and they're making money. What's improper about that?
I agree with you. I don't disagree, Malcolm, exactly. Because I am a capitalist.
You better believe it.
So I don't disagree with that.
All right. I just wanted to point the other shoe on. That's all. I mean, I agree with all of it? I mean, you know where I stand. But anyways, go ahead, Linda. I'll shut up.
No, I mean, I agree with you. Anybody that can make a buck at what they are setting out to make a buck at is great. But I hate to see the kids starting out in their young years feeling like they have an issue already, and it takes them into their, you know, middle years of life and their elder years of life, and without being truly who they want to be because of some image that's out there. And I do find that really distressing. I don't know the answer to it,
Linda,
but I think
Linda,
we need to start with our kids.
They're being subjected to the forces that are controlling the environment. Take, for instance, Linda, cigarette smoking. It's a perfect other example. You know, coming through the generations early on when we were growing up, all of ourselves, I mean, smoking at one point was very fashionable. I never smoked, but I mean, people did it. I mean, they did it every, I mean, and no different than drugs. I mean, but the point is that these companies sell this stuff. Is it good for you? Hell no, it's not good for you. But do the companies make a lot of money? Yeah, they're making, as you pointed out, Linda, billions of dollars. And then you say, well, the people are not really educated. Well, many of them are. They're just following along. So I don't know. I think the principle that really befits, I don't think a lot of people want to admit that, but it's the whole sheeple principle, ladies. Sheep, they're just following each other. Taz, I know it sounds crude, but and I put that word stupid out there just to be a smart ass, but I know it's not the proper word to say. You'll forgive me in advance. But the point is, I'm saying that because we're trying to wake people up.
People do stupid things when they're disempowered, and that's really what we're looking at, right? Like, if, okay, I'm not this, mm-hmm. and I need to be this. Yeah. Okay. Well, like, if that's the only equation available to you, and if no one's ever told you you can think otherwise, right. it like, you know, yeah, it's stupid, so-called, but like the cow going to slaughter doesn't know any different either. Like, mm-hmm. okay, even right. if it tries to like run away,
right.
it's not going to be able to. So there is this systematic thing, but the truth of it all is that these shows and other people that are like the Taryn and the Ashagram and these people that are deciding to be have a platform that says, you know what, you can do something else. And it's not about love yourself and treat yourself like crap. That's not what we're talking about. And I think a lot of people take body embracing as that way. Like, oh, love your curves means embrace obesity. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
People mm-hmm. need to disconnect from the rubbish. They need to disconnect from the rubbish.
So extreme.
It's exactly it. They need to disconnect.
And they need to look at themselves as a whole person mm-hmm. and not just that part of the person that they are, and kind
exactly.
of become a more critical viewer of social media and commercials and so forth, you know, so that they don't take it to heart so much. I just think that they can appreciate more about themselves and empower themselves, as Jenna says, because if you don't feel empowered because you feel that this or that is wrong with you, you're not going to realize your full potential in life.
Exactly.
And there's so much more than whatever that issue is, whether it's weight or a big nose or a bad hairstyle, whatever it is that you're not feeling good about, you can change. And that is the beauty of what Taryn Brumfitt did. She learned to appreciate herself as she is and blossomed in her life.
Well, she's
and if
a
we
superstar.
Want to go back to kids, if we're going to go back to the kids thing, yeah, we do. It does need to start with kids, but that's not even going into all the pharmaceuticals and the weight loss products. That's getting to the point where parents stop trying to enforce a view onto their kids in terms of what they think they should be and how they think they should turn out. We need to stop trying to force people into boxes. And that comes right back to parenting before you're even getting to the big farms.
Yeah, no.
I think critically, too, that parents could feed their kids better when they're young so that they learn to eat the proper foods instead of just doing the easy thing and giving them that box of crackers.
Oh, they could feed their kids differently in so many ways, and it's not even just food.
Yeah,
and getting
you're
them
right.
involved in yeah. earth things. So, you know, that yeah. there's a lot of problems around body image that spiral out, right? Because it reveals the issues with society. It reveals where a lot of areas are broken. There's a lot that's broken, yeah. and there needs to be new systems. But, you know, it really does start with, what do you want to do today? What can you do different now? And then continuing to do that. And people that do that.
And who do you want to be? What do you want to do today? Who do you want to be over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But even right now, you know, because like even just the over there can get a little like, when I work with people, we work in a similar industry, Taz. It's who do you want to be over there? But still, like, even right now,
Yeah.
If you could
absolutely.
Pick right
in
now.
The moment, there needs to be yeah. more being in the moment. Mm-hmm. But the over there thing for me is that we're all too conditioned to say, you know, what do we want to do? Instead of sitting down and thinking, well, who do we want to be? And working out who we want to be, when we get to that point where we're able to, is going to impact what you want to do right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's
it's
so much
about
here.
To-do lists instead of to-be lists.
Yeah. You know, it's like, so if people are listening, they're like, okay, so what do I do? Like, my top three things are some form of silence or presence. Like, you're walking, there's no one around, your phone's in your pocket, it's on silent, and it's like 5 to 10 minutes, you know, or 2 minutes. Of just space whether or not your mind's going or not. And then you're, and then writing is such a powerful human technology, and you can't do it in your head. I swear to God, the amount of clients that are like, oh, I journaled in my head. I'm like, you're ridiculous. That's not actually how you do it. That's just called thinking. Like, the whole point is to get it into your body, be your own witness, process the emotions. We don't know how to be in our body. We don't know how to process emotions. This is what the whole overweight thing is mostly about, I think, as well, is that we don't know how to process emotions. And so we eat and la, 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 la. Yeah. But what you can do is just start daily, like brushing your teeth. You know, you write, you're like, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? How did that affect me? And it's not whining. It's not being a victim. It's genuinely just digesting the day, digesting what happens. And if more people do that, they're going to tune into that part of them that's like, oh, who do I want to be? Right, Taz? Like, and then they'll go, so oh, I want to go skydiving. And then now you have something to live for. To live for, not try to contort to these things.
I have a brain dump journal next to my bed, and that's what I do. First thing every morning, well, most mornings, first thing, pick up the brain dump journal and just write anything that comes out onto the page until I feel that I've written it out. Hmm. And sometimes I'm surprised. I have no idea where it's going to end up. Wow. But it's just to clear yourself. And I notice a massive difference when I haven't done it for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Because it gets backed up. And so people have not been taught how to be human beings. Like, we've talked about this over and over again. Like, if people want to change their lives and they don't want to go down this road, then you start with these really simple things. You don't need to read a book about it. You just start and you'll know how to do it.
It's taking control of your life. It's this transformation that Taryn Rumfitt talks about. Yeah, is self-responsibility. Yeah. Is amazing, the journey that's been put forth here. I think we talk a lot, ladies, about self-empowerment and being who you really are. That's a lot of what this is. It's not so much the stereotypes. And again, there's always going to be somebody selling something. You know, there's always, you just have to be leery of that. So you have to be, you have to be on your own mindset, your own time zone, I guess, ladies, so you're not taking down the yellow brick road. Because as soon as you are, you become part of the, you become another casualty, another statistic. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And there's a lot of that out there, basically. So,
and we've all done it. Have we not all done it? Like, I bought the stupid things. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you feel like such an idiot after when you wake up and you're like, what were they thinking? I was so, what's the word? Like, the person had so much influence over me. How did that happen? Right. And you wake up out of it and it's like, wow. Wow,
run to the back of the room with your credit card now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We'll double the offer.
Out and rush and blah.
We've
all basically said, I just was calling it out. Like, I mean, we're not talking about, oh, everyone's so stupid. We've all done it. We've all done it.
Oh, we've all been silly at one time or another, Jenna.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the way life is. I mean, we're all human beings and this is how it happens. But there's a point of maturity here where we grow into our skin and we know who we are. And we're not afraid. We're like the Taryn Brumfitt. I like this lady a lot in what she did, because she said, screw you. She basically threw her middle finger up to the whole program, which I just adore. She threw the whole thing out there, got millions and millions of clicks, threw it out there and decided, you know what? And she woke up one day and took her little brain pad, as you call it, to Taz, and she said, I'm going to screw up the forces today. Instead of, I'll throw my before and after picture up, because she probably said to herself, you know what? I'm more happier now than I am right now than I was when I was that skinny model over there on the picture, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel good.
You know,
I feel healthy.
I once put out a before and after picture on my Facebook feed, and the before picture was me in corporate with a posed corporate pic, and the after picture was the same kind of posed pic but doing the work I do now.
Yeah, yeah.
And at first glance, they look the same. But you look at the eyes, one has dead eyes, one has light eyes. We need to do that more.
Absolutely.
Well, we got to see that picture, Taz. That's probably a very good picture to see. But yeah, I can see where you would say that. It really is about being self-fulfilled, being happy within who you are, being able to reach higher. And then understanding all of this and what you're going to do with it, embracing it all. I think, listen, if everybody takes a look at Ashley Graham's story, as Jenna pointed her out, these are two great profiles, Jenna, that you put forth here. The Ashley Graham being one and Taryn Brumfitt being another. If you look at their stories, they are basically both telling the world, you know what, ladies? They're telling the world, you know what? we're going to do this by our standards. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Let the world beware.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
We don't care about what you're selling out there. We don't care about what you're doing or what you're selling us or what you think we should look like or what you think we should be. But this is who we're going to be. And if you don't like it, tough titty, go ahead. You know, I mean, really, their message speaks very loud and clear to me. And it really is self-confidence. It's the transfer. I love this transformation. God, you know, Taz, I'm really digging that, because what we're talking about here, this is, again, this is something you speak about all the time, Taz. But when we talk about transformation, and Linda, I want to speak to you here as well, because you really get this. It's really about transforming ourselves back to who we truly are. That's what we should be talking about here, ladies. You know?
Yeah. It is, but there's a double-edged sword there. That's quite a knife edge we're walking. It is all about transformation. If we go back to all the kind of advertising and the media that we were talking about, that's precisely why it works, because they sell us transformation. It doesn't matter what you
want. Yeah, we like transformation.
We don't want the diet pills. We don't want the weight loss. What they want is transformation. So it's powerful.
It's powerful. Yeah, they want to transform, right? They want to transform our wallet into their checker, into their bank. That's what they want to transform. Yeah. And that's just brilliant on their end. They're not the silly ones. We're the silly ones for engaging in that.
Sales technique, isn't it? You sell the transformation. Oh, sell the sizzle, not the sausage.
But that transformation has to come from inside out, though, not outside in.
That's what we're missing, isn't it? That's what we're missing. It is. Yeah. It's an inside job.
I also think it's both, because when I was a trainer, I would work with people, and as soon as they did, you know, 15 push-ups, something inside them changed. And so while they did physical things in the real world, those built their confidence that, oh, I didn't think I could run. And I would teach people to run. And I'm like, you just, of course you know how to run. If there's a cheetah, you're going to freaking run. Like, you know how
that's
to
it.
Run. Like,
that's it. Yeah. Call me late for dinner, I'm going to run. You bet.
You know what I mean? It's just people have been systematically broken down in order to be these bots that just buy crap. And,
well, listen,
and so we can decide to change it.
What a great, great conversation. Both conversations were truly amazing. Now, part one was Jennifer Breeden and Missy Crutchfield joined us with that, along with Jenna Smith. And Jenna's here with part two with Linda Martinelli, Taz Thornton. And the reason this was an idea Jenna had was to really try to showcase and bring, it started with body image, but you can see this is a far bigger conversation here, friends, in what we're talking about here and engaging. This is very empowering, but how can it not be empowering when you have people like Linda Martinelli and Taz Thornton and clearly Jenna Smith, Missy Crutchfield? These are all superstars. I mean, look at the people, the names I'm giving you. They are all superstars. And so they all, I believe all of you people have transformed yourself into being the best you can be. And that's something I can confidently say, because I've engaged with you now and gotten to know you all, and you're just amazing. And that's what we want listeners out there to do. The word friends take from this two-part show is transformation, you bet. Transform yourself into being who you want to be, and don't let anything stop you from that goal. Those who like it, great, will embrace it. Those who don't, too bad, so sad. Move the ball forward. It's called life. It's your life. You have one life. Live it to the fullest. And that's my message here as you take this forward from today's show. Friends, thank you for being part of Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. I love the conversation. It continues on here. We're having a grand old time. Jenna Smith, Linda Martinelli, Taz Thornton. This is Malcolm Out Loud. To be continued, friends.